Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Daryl Ryder is powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's our Browns beat reporter, and he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hello, D.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We couldn't be any finer. Thank you very much.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, enlighten me here. And we've had a stirring and riveting conversation here in the first couple of segments of the show about appears to me to be a little hysteria in Cleveland about J.J. Watt. And
hysteria? Cleveland? Involving the Browns?
I know. It's stunning, isn't it? I wonder, though, what is driving it? Is it his past accomplishments? Is it that the guy still has it and would be a huge factor? He is such a stalwart when it comes to being a citizen in the NFL that if a guy like that picks the Browns, it says something about the organization. What is it that's driving the passion of so many people to want this guy to be a Brown? I'm not sure what it is. You tell me. Any idea?
Fans being fans. You know, you're talking about a five-time All-Pro, three-time Defensive Player of the Year, Walter Payton, Man of the Year. So not only is he a great player on the field, but he's also a great guy in the community. I, you know, think fans, you know, saw how close the Browns were this past season. And, you know, J.J. Watt would be a piece that would potentially help, you know, push him closer to the top. So I think that's what's, you know, driving the fan excitement. I'll caution everyone that if he does not sign here, which I don't think will happen, I think he will go elsewhere. But, it, you know, should that be the case, you know, it's not the end of the world. They have plenty of flexibility. They've got, you know, assets and, you know, just kind of take a deep breath and, you know, see what Andrew Berry is able to come up with. But, you know, there's no question J.J. Watt, his, you know, his resume is impeccable. But like I said, if the Browns are unable to sign him, I think that fans just need to take a deep breath and, you know, sit back and watch Andrew Berry go to work this offseason.
Daryl, I know we've talked about the fans' perspective and we talked about, you know, what do you think they're actually thinking at 76 Lou Groza? Like, someone said J.J. Watt's available. Is it go to work, or we've been thinking about this, or this is what we need, or this would be the only way this would work? What do you think they're actually thinking about this?
If we get him, great. If not, we, you know, move on to the next guy on the list that, you know, we're looking at. I mean, that's the way Andrew Berry has to look at the situation. You put in your offer. You hope it's as competitive as possible. I, you know, saw the report this morning. You know, the agent's making it very well known where the market stands. And the translation to that is please increase the offers. Because if those, you know, if that 15 to 16 million was fine, I think something might be done by now. So, this is just all part of the game that's played in free agency. And right now, quite frankly, there's not a lot going on in the National Football League. There's no combine this week. J.J. Watt and obviously the situation up in Seattle with Russell Wilson, those are your two big headliners right now. And, you know, everyone seems to be on pins and needles waiting for one of those shoes to drop. JJ doesn't seem like he's in all that much of a hurry to sign somewhere. He's having a lot of fun with it on social media. Everyone's got their JJ Watt decoder rings out, and everyone's doing all these, investigations into every tweet that he sends and whatnot. But, it's a quiet time right now for the NFL, and, we'll see what happens here in the coming days. But clearly the agent's not thrilled with or at least overly blown away by some of the offers they've gotten since they, it was made known that, 15 to 16 million is what they've heard so far.
Daryl Ryder joining us, our Browns beat reporter. Daryl, I when it comes to defensive players, you read a lot of reputation, you see big plays. Those are the guys that attract your attention. There are some younger defensive linemen out there who are free agents who put up pretty nice numbers who people don't know a lot about. And these guys are all free agents. They're all 26 or 27. And I see three guys with double-digit sacks. Trey Hendrickson in New Orleans, who had a great year with 14 sacks. Leonard Williams, who we've talked about from the Giants. Romeo Okwara from the Lions, who I know nothing about except for the fact that he had 10 sacks. And Ngakoue, who was with Jacksonville and then Baltimore, who's a free agent again. Two parts. Would one of those guys interest you more than J.J. Watt? Because you've got to think if there are four guys there and if the Browns had an interest, they could throw enough money at one of those guys to make him come to the Browns. And if you sign J.J. Watt, would it eliminate the possibility of bringing in somebody else as well?
Well, I think that they have room to bring in two key players for serious money, similar to what we saw them do on the offensive side of the ball, right? They gave those $40 million contracts to Jack Conklin and Hooper. I think that you could see the same thing on the defensive side of the ball, where you spend big money on two players, you use a couple of your draft picks on some defensive guys, and then you have, sprinkle in with those one-year contracts, or, maybe you sign a guy for, two or three years to, as a role player. So I think that that's the approach Andrew Berry is ultimately going to take. People are talking about contract extensions for Nick Chubb or Baker Mayfield, whatever, too. That money doesn't come due until starting next year. So Browns are okay right now with, using their existing money. And again, this is why, you bring up three interesting names, Jeff, and you basically made the case for me as to why it's not the end of the world if they don't sign J.J. Watt. There are other options out there. There, as you said, younger options, quality production would fit within the scheme.
Better injury history?
Yeah, better injury history and all those things. So that's why, look, if they get J.J. Watt, great, and, we'll be, talking about making trips to Los Angeles next February, right? But I just, it's okay if they don't get him. It's a positive that the Browns are even being considered, considering where they were, 12, 24 months ago, they wouldn't be. So, this organization, this franchise has taken – tremendous steps forward, but just I caution fans that would become overly disappointed if the Browns don't sign JJ. There's other quality players out there, and that's why, again, I just take the approach, if they get them, great. If they don't, no problem. We'll just go on to the next guy and move this thing forward.
Andy, let me follow that up real quick. Daryl,
sure.
If they do get him, does that, and you said two players, would that eliminate the possibility of bringing in more help on the defensive line? My fear is if you make that commitment to J.J. Watt and for some reason, he has another injury situation.
Right.
And, it scares me because he missed basically most of, over half of three of the last five seasons.
Yeah, look at Olivier Vernon, too.
Yeah.
In his situation, right? They – they originally trade for him, and then they lump that whole trade together with Odell and that. But they were ready to move on from him last year and bring in Jadeveon Clowney for, you know, $17-plus million. And I wasn't that crazy about that, thinking of paying more, when I felt like they could get that same production from Olivier. And they did. They got that same production. Unfortunately, he got hurt again and had to have surgery here. But I understand what you're saying about JJ and the injury history and that. I guess my thing would be, if he does come here, Jeff, there's a lot less on his plate. He's not the sole focal point of opposing offensive linemen. He's not going to have 3-4 guys hanging on him every single play, because he's got Myles Garrett on the other side, who commands the same level of respect. So I think that, that's obviously a pretty big positive. If they do invest in JJ and they get him or whatever, and whatever that dollar figure ultimately ends up being, no, I don't think that ends investments in the offensive line, because remember, they're probably losing Larry Ogunjobi to free agency. Can't keep everyone. This is part and parcel to being competitive and drafting good players, and you don't always get to keep all your good players. And, I anticipate he's going to go to free agency and get more than what the Browns are able and or willing to pay him. So, they have that hole that they need to fill as well. So I don't anticipate if they were able to sign JJ that Andrew Berry would be done with that defensive line, because not only did they need another starter up there, Jeff, but they also need depth.
Thank you.
All right, Daryl, fun with J.J. Watt. Ready? You talked about his tweets, trying to decipher him. Let's decipher his last one an hour ago. His tweet was, midday naps, loathed as a child, revered in adulthood. Now, I'll give my two interpretations of this if you want to be a giddy Cleveland fan. Ready? Midday naps, well, two things you can read into that. Naps was the name of the former is our American League Baseball team from 1903 to 1914, the Cleveland Naps.
Which would make J.J. Watt a great historian.
Yes. Or you could look at what other famous Cleveland athlete enjoyed taking naps before a game. Jeff Phelps will know this instantly. Jeff?
Austin Carr?
No, LeBron James. LeBron likes to take a nap before a game.
So Austin Carr, every day, pal.
Austin, too? Oh, well.
Every day.
That's more.
He was napping before LeBron was born.
That's true. That is true.
I thought we were talking about former Browns draft picks that had trouble setting their alarm clocks to get to practice and to meetings.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, that'd be a good one. As long as we're not talking about first round picks that didn't want to play football, that might be bad.
And there's a revered high school around here too, right?
Say that again?
Oh.
There's a Revere High School around here too, right?
Oh, Revered. Yeah. Oh, Daryl. I mean, this has three Easter eggs for Cleveland fans right there.
Got Naps a lot of 216-330 all over it, if you really decode it.
Wait, let me count the number of letters here.
I'd like to thank Daryl for giving good answers to mine and for playing along with yours.
Daryl, he needs. Can you bring him a cocktail or something? Lighten him
no,
up.
No, no. It sounds like you guys have had plenty to drink this morning.
Whoa!
just me. just me.
All right.
These fiber shakes are awesome. Let me tell you.
Thank you, Daryl.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
He's our Browns beat reporter. He's Daryl Ryder, and he's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.